So I have recently managed to install OpenBeacon on this smart plug. The board marking ECF-SOP02 gives several results, including an FCC ID certification and a US-style plug here. Teardown. The device is closed with 5 Tri-Wing T2 security screws. The fifth one is so deep, you cannot reach it with bits. You need a narrow driver to get to it. You can also drill the opening a bit with an 8mm drill bit, which will break the connection between the lid and the plastic around the screw, allowing you to open it. You can then remove the 4 screws holding the board down, and you will see this close-up of the chip, front, back, and bottom. The pinout of the WB2S chip is available underneath the main PCB, and the pads on each side is staggered, so you can easily connect to the pins with some test hook clips without soldering. Okay, it's not easily done. It's a bit fiddly, but can be done with no soldering. Looking back, soldering probably would have gone quicker. But I digress. You can use this pinout to find the right pins. 3.3 volts goes to VBAT, ground to GND, and 1RX and 1TX are for RX and TX. Note, I don't remember if you need to switch out RX and TX. Connect the programmer's TX to 1RX and RX to 1TX. I switched a bit around while connecting, so try to switch them up if you have problems. Note 2. My programmer apparently does not supply enough power on the 3.3 volt pin, so I powered the chip with a separate DC power source set to 3.4 volts. Note 3. I stumbled upon this bug, I believe, while flashing with UART program, even if it should be fixed. If you do too, set the baud rate manually with the B option. Note 4. I did not know about Tuya Cloud Cutter before I flashed the new firmware. You can maybe save yourself a lot of hassle by flashing this without even opening the device up. You should try this first. Okay, so lastly, when you're all set up, which pin is which? Here you go. Edit. Updated pin config. Mistakenly uploaded an old file which was not quite correct. As p.kazmarek2 mentions in the post below, you can set the button to control the different relays on single and double click. I had already set this with rules. Note, I'd like to have the button control both relays via single or double press, but there is no available documentation that tells me how this can be done yet. If someone knows how this could be set up in a nice configurable way, please let me know. Like this setup I have on another device using SBH Home.